This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris, watching you. No, I'm not watching you. Your government is watching you. We know about the NSA watching you through your emails and your web browsing and getting all that metadata about your phone calls. Did you know that there's also a registry that keeps an eye on license plates of cars as they drive around this country? There was quite a bit of noise about this a few days ago when the Department of Homeland Security was reported to be looking into putting together a national license plate tracking system. And then, after the story came out in the Washington Post, and there was some controversy about it, they supposedly shelved that plan. But privacy advocates can tell you that they really haven't shelved anything, that the database still exists, and it's not exactly what you thought it was. Jennifer Lynch is here to talk about this. She's a senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Jennifer, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So there is already a license plate tracking database, right?
Well, there are actually probably hundreds of these databases around the country. DHS wanted to tap into a private database that's run by a company in California called Vigilant Solutions. And Vigilant says that they have nearly 2 billion records of license plates in their database. And these are records that come from law enforcement agencies and also from private companies.
How are they gathering this?
Well, they have deals with law enforcement agencies where Vigilant will host the data on its own servers for the law enforcement agency, and then they combine that data that comes from one law enforcement agency with other databases. And then they also hire private cars to go around with cameras on them and snap up pictures of license plates that drive by.
I want to go back to the law enforcement agencies for a moment. Why are they collecting this information? And how are they collecting it? Are we talking about like through speed cameras and red light cameras and that sort of stuff?
Well, it is speed cameras and red light cameras, but it's also cameras that are set up specifically to capture license plate data. So the two most common ways that law enforcement agencies do this is that they either have a pole with a camera on it, say at a busy intersection, or they'll have cameras on the top of squad cars. And wherever the squad car drives around in a community, it's constantly snapping up pictures of license plates. And it's not just the license plate, it's also the location and time and date where that picture was collected. And all of that information goes into a database so that law enforcement officers are alerted anytime a suspect's license plate pops up on their system.
Okay, I was going to get to what is the goal of gathering all this information. Explain to me how they're using it to catch anybody. Is this like, okay, we have a report of a stolen car, and now they can check the database and see if we know where that license plate has shown up recently?
Yeah, so originally the goal of these systems, there were two main goals. One was to find vehicles where somebody hasn't been paying down their loan. So repo companies love these license plate databases.
Yeah.
But for law enforcement agencies, the main use was to find stolen vehicles. And license plate cameras are, of course, really good at catching stolen vehicles, because if you have a database with the license plate of a stolen vehicle, the camera will automatically take pictures of all the license plates around it. Then those license plate numbers are fed into a database, and the database can see if that vehicle, either the driver has a warrant or the vehicle is stolen. So that was the original purpose. And like I said, they're very good at catching, finding stolen vehicles. The problem is that the cameras are indiscriminate, so they take pictures of every license plate that drives by. There aren't that many stolen vehicles that are out there in society. Most of the people driving around are not criminals, and yet their license plates are photographed just like every other license plate.
I think a lot of people would be outraged, and I certainly am as a civil libertarian, to find out that in the attempt to catch somebody who might, out there, there's somebody who might be doing something wrong, so we have to gather information on everybody. This is our new security state, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it really is. You know, if you look at large metropolitan areas like Los Angeles or New York, the police departments there already have license plate databases of millions of plates. There was a news report from a couple years ago that said that Los Angeles had a license plate database of about 7 or 8 million plates, and New York has a database of about 16 million plates. And this is not just, you know, the one picture of one plate. It is many pictures of the same plate over time. And the problem with that is that that allows law enforcement agencies to track where you go through your life. So they can see if you go to your doctor's office, or they can see if you go to your family's house or your friend's house. They can really learn quite a lot about you.
Wow. You know, it's one thing to have a cookie put on your browser on your computer so that advertisers can follow you as you go around the internet and see what you visit and then send you ads related to that. It's another thing to have your government knowing where you're going in real life and perhaps drawing conclusions based on where you go at what time.
Yeah, I think it's really problematic. And as I said, this is affecting U.S. citizens all over the country. These are people who haven't committed any crimes, and yet if you ask law enforcement agencies why they need to collect and retain this kind of record, they say, well, there's always a possibility that you might commit a crime in the future, and so we need to have access to the data.
Oh, it's the old pre-crime thing. Now we're living in Minority Report.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I can hear people... I can hear people listening to our conversation and saying, look, I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I worry about this? And to those people, I always say, okay, when you get up in the morning, before you leave your house, I'd like you to call the police and tell them where you're going every day. And every place you go during the course of the day, you have to actively call them and tell them where you're going. Most people would say, well, I'm not going to do that. That's none of their business. But this is the passive version of that, isn't it?
It really is. It really is the passive version of that. And it's really counter to the way that our democracy was set up. Our Constitution was written by people who were scared of the British government having that kind of control over citizens in the United States. And so we wrote a Constitution that put the power in the hands of people rather than government. And if we give government unlimited ability to conduct surveillance on citizens, that really does shift the balance of power.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning of this that it's not just government that's doing it, but private industry as well. Where do they get the power from, and how are they tracking us?
Well, it's true. There are a few companies that are building massive databases of license plate records. Vigilant Solutions, I mentioned, is one of them out in California. There are a couple others. And they are getting their data from their own drivers who are driving around with cameras on them, and they're also working with law enforcement agencies to collect the data that comes from law enforcement agencies.
Are they also getting information, for instance, if you go to a mall and you park there and they've got cameras outside on poles at the mall or in your parking garage where you work, is that stuff also being fed into these databases?
Yes, it definitely is. The malls would love to know who's coming to shop in their stores. And they're actually also using this for loss prevention. So there are some stores that will work with security companies, and they will have a facial recognition system inside the store that's connected to a license plate reader system outside the store. So the goal of these systems is to try and find and catch shoplifters. But again, it's an indiscriminate use of surveillance, and so they're photographing everybody who comes into the store and every car that's in the parking lot.
I'm curious what your reaction is to a comment by Chris Metaxas, who's the chief executive of one of the subsidiaries of that company, Vigilant Solutions. He said, look, this technology basically just replaces the old analog function, your eyeballs. It's the same as a guy holding his head out the window, looking down the block and writing license plate numbers down and comparing them against the list. The technology just makes things better and more productive. What would you say to him?
Well, I think it's really a question of scale. If you think about, the license plate cameras on the top of squad cars can collect as many as 14,000 plates during a single shift. That's an eight-hour shift with a law enforcement agent driving around the squad car. There's no way that law enforcement agent driving around in that cop car could write down 14,000 plates.
Yeah.
So it's really a question of scale. And to anybody who says this is just like what we've had in the past, it's just not the same.
Yeah, I would also say if I saw somebody in my neighborhood walking down the street and writing down license plate numbers, I would think that that guy was suspicious, and I'd say, hey, get out of here. Mind your own business. And I'd like to say the same to the government here. Jennifer Lynch is a senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, online at EFF.org. A pleasure talking to you, Jen. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm Paul Harris. This show's called America Weekend. I'm glad your ears are on us on the Envision Networks.